Hidden History, which we do on a Tuesday morning. It is Tuesday. I keep thinking it's a Monday, which is good because on Friday I think it's Thursday and then we've got the weekend. You beauty. Charles Fay, Hidden History expert, is with us. Morning, Charles.
Morning, Mark.
Now, this morning's subject is an interesting one in so much as he only spent really one football season up in this neck of the woods. However, he certainly had a fairly significant role in football, in the development of VFL, and a nice little quirky background in relation to the founding of the game as well. But anyway, we'll get to that. But we're talking about Kaji Greaves.
Yeah, Edward Godridge Greaves, actually. He was named Kaji by his family, which was derived from a chap, well, not a chap, but a character in a play called Kajillo, the Raj of Bong.
Okay, fair enough. You'd be pretty happy. It sounds like a crappy play, and you end up being called Kaji for the rest of your life. Ripped off.
Yeah, anyway, he was born in Warragul, where his father was a farmer, and they moved to Geelong when he was a young man, and he went to Geelong College between 1916 and 1923. And at Geelong College, he was one of those kids you know at school who's a great all-round sportsman, you know.
Yeah.
Captain of the...
They used to really annoy me, those blokes.
Yeah. Anyway, they were awful, yeah. Anyway, he showed outstanding prowess as an all-round sportsman. He was captain of the cricket team, and he was apparently a useful bowler and a dashing left-hand batsman. He won the school tennis championship. He stroked the crew and won the gold and won sort of great opinions as a footballer. So great, but you know, as a schoolboy athlete, he went on to be a great Australian rules footballer. And when he was still at school. And he was born in 1903, and he didn't leave school until 1923. So he was 20 years when he left school.
Oh.
But when he was in his last year at school, the Geelong football team asked him to join their team, but his headmaster wouldn't let him, so he had to wait till he left school.
Yeah.
Anyway, he joined Geelong in 1923, and I suppose the sort of fame he has in Australian rules football is that in 1924 he was the winner of the first Brownlow medal.
Oh, okay. Wow. The interesting thing there, just sort of going back, is that in the 1860s, his grandmother for a while was engaged to Tom Wills, who, of course, founder of Australian rules football. So one historian noted that if Tom Wills had married Julie, we wouldn't have had Kaji Greaves.
Which would have been a shame, because the Geelong Football Club wouldn't have had the person to name their sort of best and fairest after it anyway.
Exactly. Those mighty Cats, mate. Oh, my heart beats a little faster when I think about them starting the season again this year and probably finishing it off disappointingly. But anyway, that's another story. So where did Kaji fit into the local scene in Central Victoria?
He played 10 years in the within the VFL. He came back to Inglewood in 1934, where he coached Inglewood for a year, and then moving from Inglewood, he went out and coached in the Warracknabeal and Ararat football teams.
Oh, okay. Well, I only know Inglewood sporting fame from Adam Ellerton from Gold Central Victoria, who says that they're pretty crap at bowls, unfortunately. They're getting better, but how were they as a footy team?
I'm not sure. He must have been that good. He only stayed there a year.
Well, either they didn't rate him or he didn't rate them, one of the two.
But I'll tell you who did rate him. This is quite fascinating. He was invited to the United States in 1928-29 by Andrew Chafee, the son of George Chafee, one of the sort of pioneers of Mildura. And he was the coach, or the kicking coach, of the Southern California University football team.
Wow. Okay.
Because he was apparently a devastating kick on both feet.
Yeah.
But he preferred his right foot. And I like this too. He never wore football boots. Mm-hmm. He preferred ordinary boots of very soft leather, suitably stopped.
Well, there you go. Very quirky.
So for you Geelong fans, he also played in premiership teams of 1925 and 1931.
Okay. Interesting stuff indeed. All right, we'll have to leave it there, Charles. Great to chat. Thanks for that. And we'll have another look at hidden history next week on the show. Thank you.
Okay, Mark, catch you.
All the best. Charles Fay, Hidden History, Gold Centre, Victoria.